want to greet everybody in Jesus' name. I could almost say that I forgot I was going to have devotion this morning, and so I'm going to talk about that last song that we sang, Great is Thy Faithfulness. That's not the case. I did prepare. But that last song that we sang, I could say that's what I want to talk about. Great is Thy Faithfulness. There's a line there. Blessings all mine with 10,000s besides, and all that I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Do we really feel that way? So I was kind of struck with that. So last week, Sid said that with the elections coming up, he should talk about the elections, and then he decided not to. But I guess I'm going to. When it's Thanksgiving, you talk about Thanksgiving. When it's Christmas, you. So I don't know if I'm going to give a political speech this morning or not, but as I had talked to people across all spectrums of life, when you talk about the election, everybody just kind of rolls their eyes, and that's usually about as far as you get because you're not quite sure if you're talking to a Trump supporter or a Clinton supporter. But most people I find are just like, I mean, I just can't believe that we are. Is this the best that we can really offer? And there's a lot of people that kind of have, I'm not sure if despair is the right word, but it's just like, what's going to happen to this country with the choices that we're facing in the election? So I'm not going to talk about the election, but I think sometimes it's easy for us to get the idea that the world's just going to pot and we have no future and get all blue and pessimistic about it. And as I was kind of thinking along that line, I had to think of Hebrews chapter 11. And I'm actually going to read from John chapter 14. But in Hebrews, it talks about the patriarchs. And I'm just going to read a few of their, a few things out of Hebrews. It says, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not seen, moved with godly fear and prepared an ark. So thinking about Noah and the political situation or the moral situation of his times, if anybody could say, boy, the world's really going to pot, it would have been Noah. But yet Noah is remembered as a great man, and he had... I'm not sure if you would say at this point that Noah had a bright future, but yes, Noah did. Noah, as we think of Noah and in the things that really count of this world, Noah is a great man. Abraham is another one that's mentioned there. When you think about our political future and the insecurities that we feel about what's going to happen with our country, Abraham had lots of insecurity. He was going to a country that he didn't even know where he was headed. But he says that he went out not knowing where he was going, and by faith he dwelled in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents, for he waited for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Moses is mentioned. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, and they were not afraid of the king's command. I mean, if we had a command today, if our newly elected president said, okay, all the little babies are going to get killed, we'd say the world has really gone to pot. So we're not facing that. By faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. And then Hebrews goes on to mention many others. Rahab was another one that kind of caught my attention. Her city was under attack. It looked like, I mean, in the conquest that Israel was making, usually when they captured a city, everybody was killed, or a vast majority of the population was killed. So thinking about their bleak future and faith in God and how you can pull through God when your trust and your faith is in God. So our faith is something that should be very precious to us. Okay, I'm going to switch to John chapter 14. starts out there saying, let not your heart be troubled. And in thinking about this world not being, not having a big hold on our lives, excuse me, and our desire to have a, looking for a city who's found, who has foundations. I always said that wrong. This morning I was reading through that. It says a city that has foundations. And somehow that kind of stumped me again, but something that's sure, something that we can count on, a city that's made by God. Okay, I'm going to start reading in John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had not known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells within you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say, you have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it comes to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, so do I. Arise, let us go from here. So as I read through John, there's just lots of reassurance and assurance is there. The Father loves us, and he's sending the Holy Spirit to be with us. I especially love verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So as we think about the uncertainty maybe that we see in our political world or our natural world, we think about is what's going to happen, is the world going to be something I often hear in the news media is they say is America going to be better off for our kids than it was for us? And sometimes when we think about those things, we kind of create some uncertainty and unrest in our hearts. But in the things that really count, are we looking for a city that is built in heaven? Is that our goal? Or how? I'm afraid I have to admit that sometimes I'm pretty earthly when it comes to what my security is. And maybe in closing, let's turn in our faith and praise to song number 957, and I think Brian's going to lead us in that. "This world is not my home."